You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back, and we are here with our regular family office asset protection guru, Tom Handler. Tom, welcome back to the show. Wanda, where's Tom? Tom is
I'm here.
Okay, good. Oh, well, now we can actually hear you. Wanda's just learning her new toy here as we are in our new studios. Wanda, please.
I got this.
All right, good thing. Tom, welcome back to the show. I know that you do. Your firm is an international law firm. You win awards every year for family office work. Majority of that's protecting the assets of some very big families here in the world today. So, Tom, what are you seeing out there? There's been a lot of stuff that's happened since we talked last. Panama Papers came out. All kinds of interesting articles. It's all yours. Tell me what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of activity in a few sectors in particular. International planning being one, and that covers a lot of asset protection, liability, global business issues. Estate planning focused on income taxes, income tax planning itself, and then a host of various structures driven by regulatory and compliance requirements. So first, backtracking to the international planning, this has been kind of a fun area. The Panama Papers has gotten very wide coverage. And what few of the articles discuss is just, you know, why are people doing this? And the assumption is, well, you know, these are all a bunch of tax cheats and people committing fraud. And I'm sure that there are more than a fair share of those people involved in the Panama situation. With the particular law firm, Mossack Fonseca. Whether the law firm did anything improper or not remains to be seen. It doesn't look good, but there have been no indictments or prosecutions at this point, so it's probably too early to say. But, you know, in the States, whenever someone does anything international, any lawyer, accountant, or financial person, you have to know your customer rules, and you have some minimum customer due diligence rules to comply with. And so it's imprudent not to know exactly who you're dealing with and to do background checks on those people and get references and be very careful that you're not helping the wrong people or someone who's an enemy of our country. And it appears that a lot of that diligence was not done. In fact, there's a number of, you know, convicted felons in the U.S. that had assets, you know, down in Panama. But the driver really is sort of the global phenomenon. You know, the world's getting flatter and flatter. So global business is increasing dramatically. Even relatively small mom and pom institutions are doing business offshore. Families are globalizing. You know, relatives living in five different countries is not unusual. And probably the biggest driver from a psychological standpoint is just the fear of your own government, the fear of governments expropriating your assets. I attended a Latin American lawyers conference last year, which is basically North and South America, and these were leaders of major firms and very prominent attorneys. And the pervasive reason that people are moving money out of their own country is because nobody trusts their own government. And in many countries, the fear of expropriation is very high because it happens on a regular and ongoing basis. And so there's good reasons for people moving money out of the country. And in fact, many of the people of the U.S. people that put money in Panama, as disclosed in the Panama Papers, did so because of great distrust for the U.S. government. And that came out in a recent New York Times article discussing the subject, focusing on a particular family. But that's true overall. So as we sit here, we're pretty quick to judge and say, God, look at the things that these people did. But the reality is the United States is the number one tax haven in the world. We have 66% of the world capital parked here because, notwithstanding the fact that Obama took the bonds from the General Motors owners and took the preferred shares from the Chrysler owners and awarded them to the United Auto Workers, who in fact caused many of the problems with the car companies, that would be a completely unconstitutional and act that violated 200 years of common law, yet it happened even here in the United States. Well, these things happen routinely in other jurisdictions. And so people are very afraid of having their assets taken away. And the idea is that by having assets somewhere else that are, you know, hidden or private. And hidden is not the right word. Not hidden from a tax standpoint or not hidden from a regulator standpoint, but difficult to find for third parties. So criminals, cyber hackers, terrorists, people want to take your grandchildren hostage and kidnap. But those are very real concerns. Even here in the United States, it happens much more than people are aware of. It doesn't tend to hit the newspapers. In effect, you know, the kidnappers are bought out. Security firms specialize in this. It happens fairly often. But in other countries, South America, Latin America in particular, it's like a sport. It's so common, it's frightening. And so families are very, very concerned about this. And so anything you can do to keep your name off of a document or not let people know the wealth you have or the companies you control is a step in the right direction. And many American families do exactly the same thing. There are reasons why, you know, Wyoming and Delaware and Nevada are tax havens. In Delaware, I can form an LLC for a client, not connect their name to it. When someone searches that LLC, the only name they see is me as the person or the law firm that organized it, and they can't see who the underlying family is. And that's purposeful. You know, if you're a celebrity, an executive, a professional athlete, a wealthy individual, you have every incentive to keep as low profile as possible, one, to avoid all of this criminality. And these things are becoming so common now, wire fraud, cyber theft, identity theft, hacking accounts, the list goes on and on, that everyone, you know, has an incentive to remain as private as they can to avoid those kinds of issues, and those are very legitimate concerns. So this fear of government and globalization due to business and globalization of families is driving all kinds of international planning, forming of international companies, joint ventures, and, of course, the typical asset preservation moves, which tend to be limited liability companies or corporation-type entities, and those are often owned in asset protection trusts. And some of those, if they're well done, are really designed to be start-over funds so that even your own government, including the U.S., cannot take money out of those funds, that they're in an independent, legitimate government jurisdiction that is not on the OECD blacklist, that's not on the wrong side of Treasury or CIA or FBI. And so those jurisdictions have treaties with the U.S., and they're great places to park assets. So all of this international planning is moving at a fast and furious pace. Money is flying in here, largely from South America, Central America, and China, and money is flying out of the United States as, you know, almost 10,000, I don't have the exact number for 2015 yet, but approximately 10,000 people have left the country and renounced their citizenship since Obama got elected. And that's more people that have left the country since the country was founded. And these aren't people worth $10 million. These are very affluent people, in many cases multi-billionaires, who've left to take in their businesses, their jobs, and their assets with them, and they have no intention of coming back. So it's a very serious matter. So although we're losing people, we're probably the biggest beneficiary of this globalization of assets and people and businesses.
Tom, we only have about a minute left in this segment. Can you stay and do another segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, we'll be right back after this. We've got more Tom Handler. I'm not talking because Tom has great, solid information that people need to hear and take action on immediately. So we'll be back. We'll hear more about how to protect your assets if you're a family office, a high net worth individual with Tom Handler. We'll be back after this. More great information you can use right away. Wanda, it's yours.